Hello, let me introduce myself. My name is Tigran Zakarian. I work in the Institute of Radiophysics and Electronics, Armenian Academy of Sciences. Please, next slide. The idea itself of storage of electronic publications repositories of the Armenian Academy of Sciences is not new, but it became real only in 2007, and last but not least, it is due to the existence of e-prints. In 2008, thanks to the support of Open Society Institute, it has become possible to organize two fully electronic open access journals, Armenian Journal of Physics and Armenian Journal of Mathematics. This list has been currently replenished by Mechanics, Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences of Armenia. Now, all three journals are registered in Doğaç. For successful implementation of the project, very reliable and powerful Dell PowerEdge 2900 server was selected. Naturally, choosing the software platform, we were guided by the principle that all software for open access has to also be open source. Please, next slide. The choice of e-prints over operating system Fedora 7 was dictated by the fact that firstly, it is based on Perl, which greatly simplifies its maintenance, taking into account our previous experience in this field. Please, next slide. One of the main attractive features of ePrints is its multi-home capability, allowing to store an unlimited number of repositories on the same hardware and software platform. That allows us, firstly, to unify many scientific publications, and secondly, more importantly, makes it very easy to process of archiving backups. Please, next slide. Currently, practically all periodicals of Armenian Academy of Sciences are represented on ePrints platform, part of which is already a rarity and is archival in nature. The full list of 13 titles looks like this: Armenian Journal of Mathematics, Armenian Journal of Physics, Mechanics, Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences of Armenia, etc. Please, next slide. Main feature of the repositories of the Armenian Academy of Sciences is its multilingual nature, Armenian, Russian, and English. Collaboration with Google and full-text indexing makes these periodicals very attractive to authors. Currently, totally 30 gigabyte material has been accumulated. Of course, such a large number of academic publications attach particular importance to the process of maintenance because these publications already represent national treasure. Please, next slide. Beginning from 2008, the 3.0.3 version of ePrints was maintained on the Shone server. It was successfully operated until 2011, when some disadvantages were discovered, in particular the partial break of alphabetical ordering, inconvenience in interface, etc. As a result, we decided to move to the latest version 3.2.7. Trial conversion of first repository was successful, and it was decided to proceed with the conversion of all other repositories. However, for some strange reason, the subsequent conversions of repositories failed because they spoiled non-Latin bibliographic descriptions. The problem was of spontaneous nature, and the general pattern couldn't be seen. As a result of many months of effort, we were nevertheless able to convert and upgrade the entire system. After converting each repository, the system was returned to its initial old state, and only then the next repository was reconverted. We hope that such behavior will be detected and corrected in future versions of ePrints. Please, next slide. In conclusion, I would like to note that ePrints is a very efficient and convenient platform for storing, archiving, and maintaining the academic repositories. Thank you very much for your attention.